All right, let's dive in. We've got this pretty wild claim from Light and Composition University, LCU. They're basically saying the whole idea of accreditation, that sister we've had for a century, it's toast because of AI. They claim it's losing all its meaning. So our mission here is to figure out, okay, what actually replaces that stamp of approval? How is knowledge really validated going forward?
Yeah, it's fascinating. It really just jumped past the old way. I mean, traditional accreditation was mostly a bureaucratic bridge, right? Just making sure credits from institution A would count at institution B. All about compatibility, sameness,
It's
really.
compatibility, okay.
But LCU argues, look, information is everywhere now, so the focus has to shift completely away from institutional sameness towards, well, individual consciousness and making sure actual knowledge transfer happens.
Okay, I get the shift, but consciousness, that sounds, well, pretty philosophical, maybe subjective. If the old way was about ensuring institutions were comparable, what's LCU putting in its place that has, real weight?
Well, they redefine accreditation. It's not a stamp anymore. They call it an alignment of purpose. It's about verifying if a learner can genuinely think, reflect, create across different systems, tools, AI, everything. They want depth, originality, not sameness.
Depth and originality, okay.
Their argument is basically, since AI gives everyone access to info, what really matters is how you use it ethically, creatively. That's the value.
And that depth that links back to their future curriculum, doesn't it? Which
Yeah.
has those five philosophical foundations. Things like curiosity and consciousness, learning and AI, collaborative intelligence, social curiosity and knowledge's purpose seems designed to stay relevant.
Exactly. And that first one, curiosity and consciousness, that's the pivot point. It's about nurturing awareness before you even grab the information. Think about it. If everyone uses the same AI tools, the value isn't just the answer you get, it's the quality of your question, the ethics behind it. They're aiming to build minds ready to work with these powerful systems.
Right, so it's not just using the tools, but thinking alongside them. That's the learning and AI bit. And collaborative intelligence must be about that human AI teamwork then.
Precisely. And social curiosity adds that layer of reflection, empathy, understanding the impact of the knowledge. The whole thing is geared towards prioritizing uniquely human skills that AI, well, can't easily replicate, at least not yet.
Okay, it sounds impressive conceptually, but the big practical question is still there. If you toss out the institutional boards, the paper certificates, how does anyone actually measure this alignment of purpose? Who does the validating?
Right. They believe the validation comes from what they call AI-indexed understanding. The idea is pretty soon. Advanced AI models, maybe linked to credentialing systems, will analyze a learner's whole digital trail, essays, projects, discussions, creative outputs, assessing authenticity and originality almost in real time.
Hold on, though. Assessing authenticity and originality in real time, isn't that the huge challenge everyone's grappling with right now with AI attribution?
They claim they're designing the environment for this measurement. It's not just like handing in an essay at the end. It's continuous analysis, tracking how ideas develop, where the original insights happen over time. And for this to work, LCU says their course outcomes have to meet three key criteria.
Okay, what are they?
First, machine readable. The learning output needs to be structured so AI can grasp the meaning, the semantic connections, not just keywords. Think deep knowledge graphs.
Makes sense for AI analysis. What's second?
Second, and this is crucial, authentically human. This means demonstrating things. AI struggles with real creativity, empathy, that spark of consciousness. If the work just looks like regurgitated info, it doesn't pass.
So proving the human element and the third.
Universally translatable. The idea is your understanding, your demonstrated capability is recognized globally based on its inherent value, not because some specific institution signed off on it. It's like a living portfolio, proving what you can actually do.
Wow. Okay, so it's a fundamental shift. Like, your diploma is only valuable if you can prove you truly absorbed and synthesized the learning yourself.
Exactly. It's less a certificate, more what they call a signature of consciousness, like a verifiable receipt showing you can think independently and work effectively with AI.
A signature of consciousness that captures it.
And it brings us back to their core quote, which really sums it all up. Accreditation once meant approval from others. In the future, it will mean alignment with truth.
Alignment with truth, not just approval. That's definitely something to think about for the future of education. And for you listening, maybe consider this. Is a real value shifting away from where you studied towards how deeply you actually understood? That's the tension I think we're all going to navigate pretty soon.